Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily, which was very transfer heavy. Understandably, it was transfer deadline day. But we did have a bit of jollity, didn't we? We went off piste slightly. And we spoke to Jacob Hawley, yes. Arsenal fan and comedian. It was on very good form.
Yeah, he's a lovely, lovely bloke.
Yeah.
And very funny and on tour as well.
So and on tour, yeah. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie. Good
afternoon, Paul. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, lovely to see. You've not done a deadline day.
Never done a deadline day.
No, okay.
I mean, it's exciting, isn't it?
Well, look,
I'm normally just sitting at home checking CFAX.
Yeah.
Now, just letting it roll round.
As people probably know, I think you've mentioned it once or twice, you are a Torquay United fan. Oh. They play in the National League.
Mm.
And you don't have the same kind of restrictions around transfer deadline day as other clubs do. I mean, from today, you wouldn't be able to sign league players,
no,
would you? But you could sign other players from the National League. You can transfer players up to a much later date.
In many ways, Oliver, we're waiting for the window to shut so we can get the players that don't get moves on loan.
Yeah.
That clubs are trying to sort of get out of the dressing room to go out and play. We're waiting to get those players a lot of the time. But yeah, you do live in constant fear normally during January because your best player could easily be snapped up.
Were you frightened of having someone nicked? Was there someone? I mean, it's still a few hours.
Not this season, Paul.
Less of an issue this season.
Not much of an issue.
Although
they've all gone.
Chesterfield have lost.
Shimanga. Like, well, Shimanga's been the sort of big noise in National League football for two or three seasons.
Scored a lot
I'd
of goals,
say.
Hasn't he?
Last season, especially, before he got injured, was shooting Chesterfield to promotion last season. And then he got injured just after Christmas, I think it was, and then they sort of fell away. But he'd scored almost, I think he'd scored 20 by Christmas, you know.
Wow.
Lot of
He's
goals.
He's like the Haaland of non-league football.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's Macaulay Langstaff this season. But Shimanga has come back and he's playing again and he's fit. Not been playing recently, and I've been wondering why that is. And I think he's been trying to engineer a move, and I think he's got one. Paul.
Well, Alex Crook, who's going to be joining us later, reporting that he thinks Adrian Durham's posh. Hello, mate. It's Barry here.
Yeah,
come and join us. I imagine that was the route they went down.
Yeah, they do this because they signed a player from Sutton, Peterborough, called David Adjiboy.
Yeah,
who was. The equivalent was
it was scoring lots of
in
goals
1920
in
was scoring goals and the sort of the best player in non-league for a while. He then went up with Sutton, went to Peterborough, and now he's back at Sutton. So a lot of the time Peterborough sign these players and then it either works out or it doesn't.
Yeah.
But Shimanga does look the real deal. He does look a good player.
Well,
so
I will keep an eye on that one for you. I mean, again, look, an awful lot of focus will be on the Premier League and we're right around Europe. We're going to be joining our experts in France and Spain and beyond to bring you up to date. We've been buying players from those countries. One or two players have moved on loan.
Yeah,
to those nations. Julian Laron will join us later on. A couple of Spurs players have. Well, one's gone off to France. One has gone off to Spain. We could still see Ziyech leave Chelsea and go to PSG today. We'll get the latest on that. Saints and Everton hoping to do a bit of business on a player. Looks like Southampton are in the boxy. Everton's going to be interesting today because we heard Sean Dyche say yesterday that, you know, they are going to be moving for a few players.
Yeah. Are you 6 foot six?
Well, you made a good point. Chris Wood maybe left a week early and went to Forest.
You
couple
think
of weeks
he could
early.
Have turned up at Goodison.
He could have got the call.
Wout Weghorst could have turned up at Goodison.
But he'll be looking to make kind of some loan signings, I'm sure, late on.
Yeah, you'd hope, if you're an Everton fan, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
I'm not expecting any other business today from a Tottenham point of view. Normally on this day, I think a good window would have been a centre half, another centre half, as well as the right wing back.
Yeah, and a keeper. Right with the keeper.
No, I was saying to Simon and Jim, they're never such a big decision to bring in a new guy. And the last one we had for like 11, 12 years. Yeah. They were never going to do that in January. No. They were never going to parachute in a sort of loan signing keeper. That's going to be, if they're going to do it, they'll do it in the summer. They're not going to do it now. So I had no expectation that would be the case. But I thought a centre half, a really good quality centre half at the back could make a big difference. But I'm very pleased with Porro. I think he's, I saw him in the flesh when he played against us for Sporting and he was top draw. So I'm very excited. My only worry is they've let two other right wing backs go today, which means, God forbid, if he did pick up an injury. You've basically got only Emerson left, so I think they've left themselves a bit short.
Conte knows what he's doing. He must have a plan. There must be some sort of plan.
Well, no, look,
he knows if he's letting players go.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many players that aren't homegrown you can have in a Champions League squad as well.
Palace seem quiet, Paul. Fulham seems quiet.
Well, Lokonga, Arsenal, they're saying today for Palace, we'll be right across all this for you, but the Arsenal fans are not having him, it seems, across the board, so which is one of the reasons why they brought Jorginho in as cover. But we'll be chatting to an Arsenal fan. Jacob Hawley's an Arsenal regular and a comedian and always good on Arsenal. So, yeah, Edu out was trending earlier on. I find that quite hard to believe, really, when you look at the recruitment he's been involved in. But we're never going to get Casado over the line in this window. And, you know, unless Brighton would have been willing to do business, and they don't need to at the moment.
Normally with Arsenal, you'd be, where's Eddie and Ketty are going to go on loan? But nowhere this season.
No, not at all. I think his days of going on loans are over after the way he's been playing. Terry Gibson's going to join us as well, Spanish football expert. And we'll look at some ins, Forest fan. Felipe's come in for you, 33-year-old defender. And, of course, Matt Doherty has gone to Atletico. It could have been Jed Spence. He had an option as well, but he decided he'd get more game time in France. So it'd be interesting, Matt Doherty at Atletico. They've done all right out of another former Spurs right wing back in the past. So we'll be chatting about that with Terry. We'll take any questions, knowing that we're going to be speaking to people in France and Spain and all around the country. If you've got any questions for our experts and of what's going on, please get them into us. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSH&J. We want to know overall if you're satisfied with the business that your team has done. I mean, if you're an Evertonian, for example, what do you desperately need? You've looked at the squad. I mean, I know you probably say 11 new players, but that's not practical. So what do you need, you think? What sort of profile of player would you like to see come in you think could make the difference for you? And that's across the board. I just pick Everton at random. But, we'd like to know what you're hoping your club will do before the window closes tonight. So, this has come from... can you tell us about Weston McKennie from Juve to Leeds? No one else has said anything about it.
Well,
I think maybe being facetious, I think they should be saying something about it. We will talk about Weston McKennie.
Weston McKennie is very much a sort of service station name, isn't it? We're going to stop at Weston McKennie.
We'll have half hour at Weston McKennie because I do get a bit tired. Normally, when just before we join the A50, I do get a bit tired.
So I stop at Weston McKennie. Yeah, they've got an M&S.
They have, yes, a good one. They've got Burger King. It's quite nice there. And all the arcade machines work.
They do. It's lovely.
Fantastic. They've
got those massage seats.
Yeah. So we will. We'll have 5 minutes at Weston McKennie. There was something else that we were going to talk about. And,
what was that?
I can't remember.
Transfers? Was it transfers?
It wasn't transfers.
It's transfers all the way today, Paul. You told me.
Yeah, it was transfers.
No silly business. Transfers all the way.
I did have a silly business idea. Oh, right, I can't remember what it was. Mm. Anyway, I'm sure if it was any
something
good.
Something will pop up.
They always say if it's any good, it will come back to you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on TalkSport, here on Transfer Deadline Day, taking you around the nation and indeed around the continent, keeping you in touch with the breaking deals and the rumours and everything else. Also, footballer service stations. How did we get onto this?
Oh, we've had it.
Weston McKennie.
You often
stop at Weston McKennie, don't you?
Love stopping
Taribo
there.
West came in.
Drive through Starbucks.
That's right. I'm a big fan of Leighton Baines services on the M58, says Stephen.
That's a good one.
Quite a few people, including Dan in Farnborough and Darren in Oxford, liked stopping at South Bobby Mims Mims or whichever configuration they've done.
Cracking little farm shop at Hamilton Rickard. If you find yourself stopping off there. Thank you, Stu in Molesworth.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The two biggies we seem to be waiting on now is Sabitzer for Manchester United, potentially. That's broken in the last hour or so from Bayern Munich. Brilliant at Leipzig. Has not had so much joy at Bayern Munich. I remember him being a scorer. Great goals, good from set pieces. Yeah. Got a good shot on him.
Yeah. I'd need to Google him, I'll be honest, Paul. Yeah. A lot of these players, I'll go, oh yes.
Played a lot of Champions League.
Oh, is he? Okay, yeah. Austrian, I recognise the name.
Austrian player, He's very good. But so it's not been happening at Bayern. Maybe not quite as good as he was. But anyway, it needs must with that Eriksen injury. And we're going to be in Germany to find out more about that later on. And we'll cross to Portugal as well. Well, we're still waiting on the Enzo Fernandez deal. We'll get the very latest on that. We're going to talk Arsenal now. And Moises Caicedo was pretty unlikely to come off once Bournemouth had dug their heels in. They've looked elsewhere for a kind of stand-in midfielder, someone who can back up the quality they have at the moment. And they found it in Jorginho Chelsea. It's not played well with everybody to the point where Edu out was trending on Twitter, which even from a Tottenham fan's point of view, me, feels a bit tight. Let's see what Jacob Hawley, comedian and Arsenal fan, makes of it. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
My immediate feeling was I think he's got a fair bit of credit in the bank, Edu, with the business he's done for you, hasn't he?
You'd have thought so, with us being top of the league and all that. I've been sort of sifting through Twitter and the abuse he's getting is insane. It's you know, he never gets the right target. He always misses out on our first choice. It's like, well, the second choices that he has managed to get are doing all right, aren't they, if we're top of the league? It's really weird.
It's an interesting one, Jorginho. He's probably going to be one of those players you bring on for the last 15 minutes to calm everything down when you're 2-0 up. I mean, he's unlikely to start that many games. You won't miss many penalties with him there either. So, I mean, it's what do you think? Good business or not?
I think you need to stick it in the context of this isn't. We're not buying our first choice midfielder here. We're not buying someone that we're hoping to start week in, week out. This is basically a Mohamed Elneny replacement for the subs bench. Do you know what I mean? It's if we had have gone and splashed 80, 90 million quid on Caicedo, who's a decent player and he's only 21, we'd have all been getting to next week and going, right, well, I hope he's on the bench because I'd rather have Thomas Partey fit. So we're talking about a change on our subs bench. It's not. I think people get so excited by these big money transfers. It really reminds me of the Mudryk thing. You know, everyone wanted this you know, Ukrainian next Neymar. Let's give him 80, give him 90, give him 100 million quid. It's like, well, I've seen some clips of him and most of the stadiums that he plays in have got tennis courts on one half of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you get Trossard and people go, oh, it's boring. It's like, well, he's got 7 Premier League goals. What do you want? I think it's a real thing now with the social media age. People just want these big money transfers. It's nothing to do with the player. Right now, Jorginho is a better football player than Caicedo. He's got a Champions League winners medal. He's won the Euros. He captained Chelsea 2 weeks ago. He's 31 years old. He's going to come and sit on the bench unless Thomas Partey gets injured. And when we're winning, he's going to come on and pass the ball around to make sure we see out games. That's it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's a safe pair of hands, isn't it? Which is often damning with faint praise, but that's what you need. I mean, I went to see Oxford United v Arsenal and Elneny, and I always forget Elneny's still there because he only seems to sort of play the cup game. So yeah, he is a bench warmer, and I suppose you've signed someone who's a bit more than that, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that FA Cup game, Charlie, but then you know, obviously Friday night we had the FA Cup game against City, which was going all right, and then Thomas Partey comes off. I think it was a problem with his ribs in the end. Sambi Lokonga comes on, and it all kind of falls apart,
didn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it's nothing against the player. I don't think that's his position really, playing at the base of a midfield. And so you go, well, what do we need? We don't need a £90 million transfer. We don't need someone to come in and transform the midfield. We need someone to come in and play FA Cup games, 20 minutes at the end. Jorginho's perfect. He's won an awful lot. I read somewhere that it was Arteta's choice. And if Arteta hasn't got credit in the bank, then I don't know who does. And ultimately, he's not going to play that much football for us. So who cares? He's not earning that much money for us. I think I read it's going to be 120 grand a week. He's there for 18 months. It's fine. And ultimately, I think what all us Arsenal fans should be thinking about is, who do we actually want to replace Partey long term? For me, it's Declan Rice. And I think if we'd have gone down that Caicedo route, I don't see us throwing 90 million quid at Caicedo now. And then in the summer, what on earth are West Ham going to ask for Rice? 120, 150? Mm. Also, Chelsea won't get Caicedo, so they will want Rice. And they'll pay 300 if it takes that, because Todd Bowley's a lunatic. Mm. So I think what this does protect... This protects the prospect of us bringing in Rice in the summer. It's an insurance plan until then. And for all of those Arsenal fans that are upset about it, all I say is this: when we do win the league in June, just try not to look at Jorginho's face when he's holding the trophy, and you'll still be happy.
And look, an experienced head, a winner, a proven winner, an experienced head in a young dressing room. So, I mean, you know, it's not one that excites you, but I don't see it as a bad bit of business, a sensible bit of business.
What we're doing on the pitch should excite us. This is what blows my mind. Well, I've never had a transfer window where I've been less engaged. Well, I'm usually refreshing Twitter every 5 minutes, trying to search for someone's name to find out if they're coming or not. I don't care, because we win every week. Like 4 years ago, I say that now. We got Sean Dyche's first game for Everton. Yeah. I'm a bit scared.
1-0, 89.
I don't, please, Charlie, please. But I don't care about the transfer. I don't care about Madrid, because I've got Martinelli, Saka, Smith Rowe. I don't care about Caicedo, because I've got Thomas Partey. I think Thomas Partey is the best holding midfielder in the league at the moment. I think our wide players are the best wide players in the league. Why are people getting so upset about this transfer window? I get it. If there's big holes in the squad that you think need filling, we've lost Mohamed Elneny. Mm. We've not lost a first choice player. You replace him with someone who's going to come in, sit on the bench. Nice, you know, apparently nice enough guy around the dressing room. All the squad are apparently happy about it. Great, done. Move on. Look forward to the football. All these fans on Twitter getting upset. Go and play FIFA. Go and play Football Manager. You can sign Caicedo twice if you want.
Good stuff. Lovely to talk to you, Jacob. What are you up to at the
He's
minute?
On, Jacob's on tour, aren't you,
mate? You're touring.
Doing your own PR as well, I see.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that another time, how that's going. But yes. I'm starting my tour. I'm starting, first date is in Leicester next Friday. I'll be in London the 25th of Feb. All tickets on my website, jacobhallett.co.uk. I am doing my own PR. I accidentally ordered a load of A3 flyers rather than A5. which for the uninformed...
You're always handy to fold into about
poster-sized flyer. Yeah.
If you see a flyer on the streets of Leicester in 10 days' time holding out flyers that you can barely lift because they're so big, do take pity on him and buy a ticket.
Well, that's the first 10 minutes of the set, isn't it? Surely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good stuff. Cheers, Jacob. All the best.
Nice one, guys. Have a good one.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yeah. We've had a MuseLover86 on, and he's asked what's happened to Celebrity Combination Lock, which is normally on a Tuesday, Paul, isn't it? We normally have a bit of, you know...
Combination
that kit
lock.
Is just locked up. And under lock and not key, because it's numbers, isn't it?
It's a lock. It sat out this week with all the mayhem of the transfer window. There wasn't really time to do it justice. We did ask you for whether you're happy with your business. We also asked you this afternoon, because one of the listeners said, what about Weston McKennie? And Charlie said, well, I always stop there because it's got a very nice Costa.
Yeah.
It's my favourite motorway service.
Fantastic, isn't it?
And so you have been suggesting one or two others.
Oh, we've had loads, course, haven't we? Yeah. It's been great.
And Neil from Worksop always stops off at Leo Fortune West.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's
much better than Leo Fortune East.
He said, this is nice. Martin says, the toilets are good at Clayton Blackmore services.
That's proper old school one, isn't
that's
it?
That's nice,
that's
yeah.
That's on an A road, isn't it? Clayton Blackmore services.
I think it is. Nice Waitrose, says Dave from Bewdley. When I'm travelling southwest, I often pop into the Drew Broughton services.
Yeah.
And
very nice.
Terry Bow West, and yes, we had that one earlier.
We've had a lot of Dewsbury Halls. Thank you for that.
We have a lot of those, nice. Yeah.
Just off the A11 near Norwich has a fantastic mini mart. Thank you very much for that one, yes. Ferris, amongst others.
Yes, yeah, would. Thank you for all of those. What else have we got? I think that more or less does
more
it.
More or less is it. More or less it
so,
for those. Thank you very much.
We're off to Manchester next.
Oh, very nice.
Where Sydney have left let a quite influential player recent years go to Bayern Munich. And it's a bit of a story behind that, which we'll try and bring you. And also, Manchester United in the market for Sabitzer from Bayern Munich.
Why do they leave it till the last day? Oh, it's like me with my homework. It's like,
I mean, this
school. It's like leaving it to the night.
Sabitzer
Sunday
has come about
before.
Because of an immediate need because of Ericsson.
Yeah,
know?
I suppose
probably
so,
wouldn't have been in for him otherwise. But
didn't
you know.
They just do the deal slowly, you know, over the month, get the people in?
You think you're going to get a bargain, didn't you? Leave it to the last minute. You think you're going to get a bargain?
It's never a bargain last minute, is
no.
it? It's never,
not,
ever a bargain last
thankfully
minute.
Thankfully, you've pointed that out to all the football clubs of the world, Charlie, and maybe
absolutely
they'll get their business
disastrous
done.
Disastrous last minute.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'll do it all again with Andy tomorrow. Charlie, you're back on Thursday for the spread.
See you for the spread, Paul.
Fantastic. Thanks for listening. If you can join us tomorrow from 1, great. If not, podcast available around 4.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.